Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
If you go through and you do an analysis of language around the Project 2025 platforming that they have for the U.S. government, in my conversations with some of those folks in that space, the dirty little secret is that if Donald Trump wins, Donald Trump by executive order, which is why I wanted to approach this way so people could see exactly the glide path that we're about to land this plane on, would plan to add 4 seats to the Supreme Court. And over the course of that year, or at that time, whenever that's proposed during that term, add 4 conservative justices, making it a 10-3 conservative court, which largely would basically say for the rest of our lifetime, no matter if a Democrat won, unless there was a catastrophic change in, that affected the members of that court, there would be no rebalancing of that court for probably 2 generations. And just in case y'all didn't know, generations about 25 years, so you're talking 50 years. That's the dirty little secret here. So folks need to understand when they're talking about going into this election and looking at the things that should matter to them, it ain't just inflation, okay? It ain't just the price of gasoline. It is what the country's going to look like with a 10-3 dominated conservative court of justices, largely in their 40s and early 50s, serving on the bench. And that's the truth. And as a conservative, I don't like that, because I think what that does is further polarizes and politicizes the bench, particularly given that the interpretation of the Constitution is an anathema to what Justice Scalia himself stood for. The virus is so twisted and warped the judicial thinking around constitutional norms and principles. We do not, as conservatives on the bench, we no longer hold sacred stare decisis, precedent, tradition. And those are the things that Chief Justice Roberts, honored and would articulate over and over again. So I think I just wanted to put that out there so people can appreciate the complete package here of what Dahlia is talking about when we're looking at the shaping of this court going forward. How do these rulings from your perspective, whether Chevron, certainly we know the impact of Dobbs, now the imperial presidency with the immunity ruling, which still, whenever I think about it, I get 2 things. I am stunned and angered that the court did what it did there. How do you see these rulings collectively or individually impacting the upcoming election, particularly given now we're in a new space? Joe Biden has stepped down from the campaign. Kamala Harris has been elevated to the nomination, which process is unfolding right now as we speak, and likely will be the nominee with very little resistance from Democrats. So we're looking at a Trump-Harris campaign. How do these issues, particularly given that one of the members running, one of the individuals running, is a former prosecutor, and there's a whole lot of fun we can do with that. What do you see that the campaign election cycle looks like?
So I think that you've done the very smart thing, which is connect this back to Project 2025, because in 2016, people could say, you know, I don't know, Donald Trump, I don't know what he's about. It's a mystery to me, right? This is right. a reality show. We can't say that anymore, both because we have the data of what happened between 2016 and 2020, right? We know that he wanted to weaponize the Justice Department to go after his enemies. We know that he wanted to do family separation. We know that he wanted to, you know, pass a law that kept Muslims out of the country, right? Like, none of this is a surprise. And Project 2025 is the mirror of that, right? They're right. like, not only is none of this a surprise, but wait till we, you know, you see what's coming. And so I don't think anybody gets to go into this election and say, it's a mystery, right? It's a black box. Whatever it is, it's very clear what's coming and what's come before. And that makes it fundamentally a different conversation. Right. We are having a conversation about democracy. And the reason I love that you bring Project 2025 into the conversation is that if you look at the sort of four strains of Project 2025, right, this 900-page document, I know I've just given you the reading assignment of reading the Blue Ribbon, you know, court structural reform report. But after you finish that at the beach, you should read 900 pages of Project 2025. But it basically falls into sort of four baskets. And the baskets are, you know, getting rid of the regulatory state, right? The baskets are a super powerful executive branch, right? This idea of the unitary executive and making the president essentially the decider on all things. That's a huge strain here. There's a religious fundamentalist strain, right? Which is reinstantiating the idea of family with God, father, you know, mother who stays at home, and children, right? That's everywhere, all over Project 2025. And I think that it's important to understand every one of the strands has an analog at what the Supreme Court has done this term. Sure. And so it's not just like the wish list of the Heritage Foundation, like if we get into power, we're going to create the strongest executive branch in the world, because the court just did that, right? If we get into power, we're going to upend the entire regulatory state so that, you know, the Department of Education doesn't exist anymore and, you know, the SEC doesn't exist anymore. The court, you know, this year had the opportunity to, you know, completely hobble the way the SEC does things, to, you know, completely, there was an attempt to restructure the way we do tax law. Yeah. That case didn't succeed. But like, I just want to say, like, it's not as though we can't imagine what that would look like in Project 2025, because the court's already put the building blocks in place. And I really want to urge, because I think that the two abortion cases are easy to misread, right? It looks like the court kicks that can down the road in both abortion cases this year, but both abortion cases are coming back. Both the Mifepristone case, right? Because the Project 2025 wants do away all abortion medication. Yeah. And the EMTALA decision, the decision about emergency room treatment, that would be rescinded. Under Project 2025, emergency rooms could not save a mother unless she were about to die. If she were about to lose her organs, never be able to have a reproductive function again, no emergency care, no emergency miscarriage care. That would be part of Project 2025. And that case is coming back as soon as next term. So I think we make a mistake of saying, like, oh, well, what the court did wasn't that bad, because in the two abortion cases, they didn't rubber stamp the most crazy abortion regulations. Project 2025 does. Project 2025 does it. So I think that we have to, again, this is the theme of the show, connect up what looks like very disparate stories about Project 2025 and what the president might do, right, and what the court already did this term, because this is the roadmap. And it's not as though we have to wait till next January to see it. This past June, we saw that road brick by brick starting to be put into place.
It is a stunning moment for the country to witness firsthand the court. I would put it this way deliberately, turn on the Constitution and turn on the very idea that the founders had put in place about our system and this concept of checks and balances, where each unit, if you will, the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch worked in concert. And seemingly what's happened is the legislative branches is basically, I think they're high on crack. I don't know what they're what they're doing. It's just the executive branch is taking on since 9/11 a lot of extra power that the legislative branch, high on crack, has ceded to them.
Yep.
And the judiciary now seems to be making its move, seems to be busting the move, seemingly reinforcing that executive power grab, right? But at the same time saying that even as an executive, now that we've given you that extra power with the immunity case, where the president can basically at any point in time, by any action he or she takes, declare it to be official, an official act, still the court goes, but you can't check us. You still, right. we, in essence, like Dr. Frankenstein thought of his monster, I created you, right? But eventually what happens is not so much the executive branch or the legislative branch, but the system as a whole turns in on itself. It becomes unmanageable, unruly in its administration of justice, the law, and this idea of the rule of law becomes something the American people trust less and less in. And we've already seen that happening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.